the Who Dat Discussion, a New Orleans Saints podcast where we talk about all Saints news, opinions, and reactions. I did go back to the old intro. A lot of people missed it, so I'll go back to it. I know a lot of people like it. I like it too, but I thought maybe a little mix-up was needed. But if you guys like it, I'll definitely continue that for sure. You know, guys, we haven't had a podcast episode in about a week. Sorry about that. Still a little busy. Also, not that much Saints news. So, like, I didn't feel, you know, a big reason to just come on here and talk about, you know, unmeaningful things. The draft is coming. So today we will have a live NFL draft mock draft here. And we're going to go through. I'm going to go through all the Saints 6 picks. We're going to pick who's available. We are going to be using the Draft Network site. And I think we're just going to get right into our news so we can get to our simulation here. So obviously, look, we haven't had a podcast in like a week, so there are a couple little things of news, not like the Saints have signed anyone or anything, but just a couple of little notes here. So first, Sean Payton, he had pledged allegiance to the Saints. Basically, he said he has a tattoo of the Florida lease and he can't get that removed, so he's going to be staying with the Saints for the long term. That's at least his logic there. Just came out today was Tyler Davidson signed with the Atlanta Falcons. So former Saints defensive tackle, nose tackle, signs with Atlanta. I think the Saints got to upgrade over Davidson. So I don't think there's a big need for Davidson really on the Saints. That we knew we weren't going to re-sign him after we signed Malcolm Brown. And I think Brown's a huge, huge upgrade in, you know, run stops. He's a better run stopper. He gets pressure. He pushes the pocket better. It was really a no-brainer for the Saints when you look at it to get Brown over Davidson. This is where they wanted to get their upgrade, so they did that there. I think it's also kind of key because the Saints, you know, will lose some depth. You know, you have David Onyemata who may get suspended. Also, Sheldon Rankins, you know, obviously is going to be out for a little bit coming into the season after the torn Achilles. So we'll see what happens here. But to me, it was good for the Saints to upgrade that position specifically. And I think that was just a really, really good job for the Saints. And you know, no harm done really for Davidson going to the Falcons. I know it's obviously a rival. We're gonna have to see him twice a year now, but I don't think he's that really big impact player. He's an average player, and you know, the Falcons will use him, but now we know that we'll have a better starter than the Falcons. So isn't that great, you know, when you think about it, that we'll have a better nose tackle than the Falcons do. So obviously that is really, really big. Also, the preseason schedule was released a couple of days ago. So the Saints have week one. It's going to be the Minnesota Vikings. Week two is going to be the Los Angeles Chargers, which is going to be on national television. So I'll be able to watch that one without like NFL Game Pass stuff. That I have that now, so I'll be able to watch the games. But that's going to be on live national television on CBS. Then we have the New York Jets. So maybe I'll go to this game. It's at Jets. I'm from New York, obviously. So maybe I can you know, get tickets to this game and go see you know, Drew Brees for a little bit, see Teddy Bridgewater. I'm obviously looking into it when tickets come out, but I think that's really, really cool. And then the fourth week, they finish up against the Dolphins, which I think is also really interesting because, look, Teddy Bridgewater is going to get to show the Dolphins, you know, what's up with him, because he's probably going to play, like, the whole game or a lot of the game, him and Taysom Hill. So, really good schedule here. I like it. You get to play some quality talent, get to see some AFC East teams that we saw a couple years back in 2017. So I think that's just really big. We get to see the Vikings, who we kind of have a little rivalry rift after the Minnesota Miracle, and then we beat them down in 2018. That's really good. And I feel like we always play the Chargers in the preseason, so I think that will continue this year as well. I think that's like 4 years straight now. We're playing them 3 years straight. So I think that's obviously just really, you know, big news there. Also, Ziggy Ansah is getting a medical report next week, so we'll see what happens. And then I think a verdict will be made on him before the draft. Either they're going to sign with the Saints or another team. I think that will happen, you know, before the draft. So I think that's really big for the Saints. And when looking at it, I just feel like, you know, I think Ansah can bring that pressure that maybe when we do this mock draft, we don't need to pick. But right now, I think you're going to need an edge rusher. That's really big. And look, I think Ansah could be that player. He would be an upgrade over Alex Okafor for sure. So I would love the Saints to sign him. If his medicals come back good, I say come on a one-year deal. He can explode for 14 sacks. And even if he doesn't explode, he can get like 6-7 sacks. You know, he'll be just as good as Davidson. That's still an upgrade over Davidson. To me, he could be a premier pass rusher. And to put him Jordan and Davidson on the same line is going to be extremely scary. And then when Sheldon Rankins comes back with Malcolm Brown, that's just crazy. It's just, and this line is going to be so good, especially if we have Anza there. And Sean Payton says we are definitely going to add an edge rusher, whether it be through free agency or the draft. So that's still a need for him. So I think that's just all really, really good stuff there. Now we are going to move over and kind of shift over to this mock draft. We're going to be doing this mock draft, as I said, through the Draft Network. The Saints are going to have picks in the second round, and then fifth round, sixth round, seventh round. Obviously, we can't like make trades and stuff here, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Saints, you know, pulled up and traded into the third round, fourth round. But I think we're just going to go right into it here, and we are going to start this draft. So this is really what I'm thinking, why this thing is simulating. I'm going to be looking for two major positions here, three major positions, especially at the second pick here, if I was the Saints. Wide receiver, which I think the Saints could definitely add, especially if they really haven't added anyone. It was definitely a problem in 2018. Obviously, they've added Jared Cook, who's a really great receiving tight end. I think he'll help the Saints out a ton. I said that was the biggest move they needed to make coming in, and they got it done. So that's obviously really, really big stuff. So I think that is really good, but you're also going to have to add, to me, you can add a wide receiver, an interior lineman, interior O-lineman, excuse me, there, and then also a D-lineman edge rusher. So I think that's what the Saints are going to be looking at here, and here we go. It is in, the Draft Network says our team needs are tight end, but I think this is before the Cook signing. So really, they say our team needs are wide receiver, edge rusher, interior O-lineman, just as I said, and then also cornerback, interior D-lineman, which I think maybe a little less now that we got Brown and Edwards, but I wouldn't be surprised if they still got him. And then also safety, they say, could be a need, and then running back, which I think late round, we're going to look at that, and then QB at the way bottom here. I'm probably not going to pick a QB. So right now, I'll tell you the big board right now by the Draft Network's player rankings here. So they have at 37th, Charles Emenui. Who I've liked. I liked him on the Saints. I liked him going to the Saints back in the Senior Bowl. I remember I definitely told you guys about him. I think he could be a really good player from that edge position. He's a really good motor, but he's a little raw, but he's definitely got the physical skills to be good in this league. We have at 40 is going to be Deontay Thompson, safety, which to me, he's coming from Alabama, but I don't think we really need a safety. I think we stay off and not pick up that third safety. And then at 44 is J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. I've raved about him in my last episode. And look, he's going to be a player I would like to pick. And then also I'm looking at another edge rusher is Christian Miller. And then also, going through here, also we're going to see Andy Isabella at wide receiver as well. There are a lot of wide receivers in this draft, so I may want to pick Omanui here because, we're going to need the edge rusher. I'm going to just assume we didn't sign Ziggy Anza. I'm sorry, guys. I just didn't remember this guy's name. Ziggy Anza for a second there. I'm not going to say we're going to sign him. I think we could probably find good wide receivers maybe in that fifth round pick. But then again, you have J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and Andy Isabella would be impact players right away for the Saints. But I think Omanui would be as well. It's really tough. Or you can go the edge rusher from Alabama as well. I think he's going to be really good. Or do we go safety Deontay Thompson here? I mean, look, there are a lot of things. I think Omanui, I think he could be a really good player. And if the Saints don't get he's another player that can flex in and out, which to me is obviously really big. You want to see that, especially if, what the Saints need, they kind of need that, those players that can shift in and out. But look, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside to me and Isabella are players that kind of can't miss for me almost when you're looking at it. Andy Isabella with that really high speed, he's really, really good to me. He was really good outside, but I think he'd be really good in the slot to me. I think he's a player that the Saints should definitely look at. And then you're looking at J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, who just looks like a Michael Thomas 2.0. And we really, in this chance, will have a chance to pick him, which to me is obviously, really, really big here. And I think that is who we are going to pick here. I think we are going to lock in the second round pick for the Saints. It's going to be wide receiver, just like Mike Thomas is a second round pick, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. Whiteside, welcome to the Saints, JJ. Yep, so we picked him there, and now it's going to keep on going. So we got our wide receiver, which is great. He's going to go opposite Michael Thomas right away. You can take Ginn into the slot. You can keep Kirkwood in the slot. And I think he's just going to be a really, really good addition for the Saints if they would pick him. I talked a lot about him. I mean, his ball skills are amazing. He looks to me like a Mike Thomas-type player. Same attitude, competitive attitude. Those players succeed in the NFL, and I think that he will do that. Here, I almost pick 100. Terry McLaurin's on the board. He just got picked. I believe 101, 100 there. So there are going to be some players here, I think that, you know, the Saints will look at, and we'll see in the fifth round. So right now, we got our wide receiver, so we'll check that off the list. And now really, I'm going to look for an interior O lineman. Cause I think after that, I think we could pick, really best available player at that point. Maybe we go running back here. So, a lot of running back late rounds. So maybe the Saints want to pick up one there. So I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe an Elijah Holyfield or a Rodney Anderson player like that, we could maybe pick up at our fifth round pick here. But, when looking at it, am I looking at a specific position? I think right now I am looking at O-line to see if the Saints can pick, a nice interior O-lineman here. The Saints are going to pick at 168, and they pick again at 177, so... Again, I wouldn't be surprised here. There are a couple of good wide receivers. Like, maybe I'd pick Keyshawn Johnson if I didn't pick J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. But, we wouldn't have known that, right? So, to me, it's really hard to look at one of the other. There is a couple of good edge rushers here. We're looking at Max Crosby from Eastern Michigan. He could be a possibility. Will Greer is on the board. I know from the ASC podcast. I was just watching a video about him. About Will Greer, and that's going to be Tyler. He loves him. So maybe we go quarterback here. There are a lot of wide receivers up on the board, so maybe we could have went an edge rusher, or maybe we should have went a different position than quarterback when getting Whiteside. Miles Boykin's still up there. Darius Slayton's still there, which to me is kind of interesting. Looking at some interior O-linemen that are available. I don't really want to pick any of these guys. To me, it's too early to pick a lot of these guys. That guys are ranked to be in the 200s. I'm just not about that right now. Maybe we go with Max Crosby. I think, when you look at Crosby, he is from Central Michigan. Eastern Michigan. I'm sorry. There. He did have a 4.66 40-yard dash, which, he can have... he's really good speed for that type of player. 36-inch vertical. He has a couple of really good things there. He actually looks pretty athletic. He kind of looks like he can be a developmental guy that, with his he bends the edge really well. He has a very long frame, which is obviously really nice as well. He has good stride length. And then, he sounds a lot like that Trey Hendrickson type player that the Saints could use. He uses a swim move a lot, sustains motor. That's obviously really good stuff. His weaknesses are going to be, his body is underdeveloped, which is a problem. But, he's really fast, and he's a really lot of athleticism, there. So maybe, that can grow into things. He does lack some strength. But I think this guy, and he's really a one-speed rusher, he doesn't have the best, just going to different speeds. Like, some guys are really good at that. He's really not, and he doesn't really have consistent moves. But to me, at round five, he is about a 5.5 rating, which is like a chance to be an NFL starter. If you can get that in the fifth round, I'm going to go for it. So I'm going to pick the edge rusher, Max Crosby. I think that's just the best pick for the Saints right here at pick 168. He is on the Draft Network's predictive board 109. So I think he's the player that we should go and pick here. So we're going to pick him, Max Crosby. Welcome to the Saints from Eastern Michigan. So he is picked there. Look, I'm fine. It fall to him. So we're going to have another pick coming up at 177. And we're probably not going to go edge here. Again, I kind of want to see that interior lineman. We'll see who's on the board. So Will Greer is still on the board in the fifth round here, guys. Cornerback Sean Bunting is still on the board. Look, Greer in the fifth round may be a move here, guys. I think that's really what we're looking at. I think that's probably the best option here. Will Greer falls to the Saints in the fifth round. He could be the heir apparent to Drew Brees, and we're at the end of the fifth round here. Do I wait? Maybe he falls a little more, or do we get like a Sean Bunting type player? Who, I'm looking at him right now. He's got pretty good man cover skills. Zone isn't really that good, though. Ball skills is not so good. So maybe, you know, they kind of see the flaws in him. Look, when you look at Will Grier, I think he's the pick we go here, guys. Maybe it's, you know, it's kind of it's a weird move that the Saints could go. But I think fifth round, if he is still there, I don't know if this is just like something in the system or something, because I feel like he shouldn't be there, guys. When looking at it, other guys, you know, this is going to be picked on other teams' needs. So maybe it does, you know, act correctly. But to me, this is extremely surprising that Will Grier would fall to the Saints. But look, he's really good arm talent, and I think that you know, he could be a really good player in the NFL, especially if he sits under Drew Brees for a little bit. I think he could be that type player that you know, could be really, really influential for the Saints. You know, Bunting, just to go back on him for a second, because I got his scouting report up, and look, he's long, lanky, press cover corner, which the Saints do like. Like, maybe the Saints would pick him over here, but I'm just looking at my stuff. He's worth really good on the 50-50 balls, but he's falling below NFL instincts. That's really what it is. He's really good in college, under 39% incompletion rate. He has really fluid hips. He's good height, good above average ball skills, really good tackler. That's the good things. Bad thing is he's a pretty thin frame and he's not really fast. So that's obviously not, you know, good stuff there. This is what an NFC executive is saying. He doesn't look like he runs really fast, but I see him testing well with the drills. You would look for at cover corners, probably a day three guy, but I bet he ends up playing. So, you know, this guy thinks he's going to be that player to play a lot. And then, you know, I'm going to pull up Will Grier real quick. But look, Bunting, look, he got a really high grade. So that's obviously really good for him. But, you know, 5.76. But I don't always go by grades here. Will Grier got a low grade. But to me, it's, you know, when you're looking at it, I think when you go Will Grier, when you're looking at it, he could be that type of player that could just be the baller for the Saints need in the fifth round. To me, it's why not? He has a deep ball touch. I mean, he has a lot of, you know, big plays. He's a, you know, good player, clutch, has clutch plays, really good pre-snap plans. He can go through a lot of progressions. This is all really good stuff. Really good locker room guy, outstanding feel for timing and placement. Really, his weaknesses are arm talent, which to me is not a problem. Brees had bad arm talent. That's what they thought, you know, with him. He gets lazy with his feet sometimes. That's, I think Brees can help him with the footwork there. Sometimes he takes some sacks, but a lot of young quarterbacks are going to take those sacks. And to me, you know, look, I think, you know, this is going to be the guy that I think we're going to pick here. Bunting does have the opportunity to me to be a great player, and I'm not going to go against Sean Bunting. Maybe we're going to see him a little later, but I think Will Grier is going to be our pick in the fifth round here, and he's going to be in the sixth round, excuse me, and he is going to be Drew Brees' heir apparent here. So I'm going to go pick him. Yeah, so Will Grier is picked here, which I think is really low for him. But hey, you got to take that. You know, the Giants ended up picking Bunting at 180. So look, he didn't go much farther, but to me, the Saints, that's a really good pick of QB. And that's why you can pick that best available player. I didn't see any O-linemen that really were great. I think we'll be able to pick an O-lineman in the seventh round. But to me, I think that when looking at it, Grier, I mean, to get him in the sixth round, that's a deal. Like, I wasn't huge on Grier, but that was getting him in the second round. You can get him in the sixth round. I think that, you know, I think that could be a really, you know, really, really good move here. So now here we're getting into like this sixth round now, and going on maybe into the seventh, where we have a couple of picks. And here, look, a lot of wide receivers and running backs available, like there usually are. There's an O-tackle here at 176 that people are saying. Bryce Love is available. Maybe we pick him at the running back position. Obviously, he was a really good player at Stanford. So here, I would love to pick an interior O-lineman. I think that's what the Saints would need. But again, there's really no good interior O-linemans right now. So why are we going to pick one if, you know, we don't feel like we have a good one available? He's not going to be the best available. And I think right now we just go ahead and just pick a player that we need. We do need that running back. So I'd be fine with getting a Mike Weber type player, even go down to get Bryce Love. But I think that a Mike Weber in the future, maybe after Murray, he's going to develop into a better, like, I think he's really a Mark Ingram type player, guys. He is that downhill runner, a lot of speed, has a boom potential. I'm going to pick Mike Weber here, guys. I see him right here. He's the guy for the Saints, I think, when looking at the sixth round. This is not a bad pick at the end of the sixth round. He's that kind of, you know, stocky guy that runs through tacklers. To me, you know, if they need another Mark Ingram, let's say something happens to Murray, he'd be a perfect guy to fill that hole. So I'm going to go ahead and pick Mike Weber here, I think. But, you know, just to show you guys real quick, they feel like he does have good vision. He's a one cut guy, though, which is obviously some people would say bad, some are good. He's a really good pass protector. He's good durability. So I think this is what, you know, he takes contact well. I think this is what, you know, we should probably go for it. His speed, look, is not going to be the best. But he's going to be a rotational back, I think, in this league, just like Ingram. And I think he's going to do a good job at it. So I'm going to say Mike Weber in the sixth round is a really good pick for the Saints. And we're going to go and pick him. He's from Ohio State. Obviously, a lot of Saints players are going to be from Ohio State. To me, it's a really good move by the Saints, and that's why I'm going to go up and pick them. And I think we filled a lot of moves, a lot of holes here for the Saints. I like holes, but I think we're just picking some really, you know, good players here. You know, we got Whiteside in the beginning. We got our running backs. So really, we're bulking up on the offense. I think that's also big. Once Drew Brees leaves, we're going to need some good, young, cheap talent. And I think we're going to get that there. Arcega Whiteside's going to be your number two for a while. I think that's obviously really, really good. There, but and also people are saying, like, why don't you pick, you know, on here you have team needs number one as a tight end, like, why you guys don't look at tight end? I wouldn't. I think Jared Cook, you know, I think he's kind of got it covered here. Maybe we're gonna look at some tight ends here, but no one really good, here in the seventh round. So to me, I think this is where we're gonna pick our interior O linemen, and when looking at it, we're looking at a couple of guys here. To me, I'm really looking at Tyrone Pescada from NC State. He's gonna be a developmental player for sure. His football IQ is, you know, not the best. People are saying sometimes he looks a little lost. You know, people, he's gonna be that, you know, he's a redshirt senior. He played a lot, which is obviously really, you know, good stuff. But to me, look, all these guys down here are gonna be you know, low players, you know, guys that may not be, you know, top of the top. This is the seventh round pick, and to me, you just add to your depth here with Pescada. I think he's going to be, you know, a good player when looking at it. He does have a good ability, they think, to be like an anchor type player. He's got soft hands, which I think is really good. He has very good balance, which is obviously amazing. He's pretty good in pass specs, pass sets, excuse me. So he's good when throwing the ball. He's able to call protection and stuff like that. That's obviously really, really big when you look at it, especially you know, with the Saints and the running style that they live. He's you know, good at bullying linebacker second level. He's good at moving to that second level. That's obviously really good there. He does have a lot of competitive toughness, which is really good. They say his best strength, his best trait is hand strength, worst is balance, which to me, look, that's fine there. There are no big red flags. He's the physical frame to catch your eye, but that's about the extent of his positive qualities. He doesn't have the best hand power and balance here. They say he was a bit of a miscast with a lot of zone blocking reps at NC State, which may be a problem with the Saints simply because he lacks physicality. You know, he has an outside shot at making roster. They're going to call him a UDFA, which I think is interesting here. And I'm not going to go pick him then after that, guys. I don't think that's what we should do. But really, all these guys really at this point are going to be that type of player. Maybe we go after a, you know, offensive tackle. Because really, who's your best available right now? Your best available player is probably going to be a running back or receiver. Yeah, it's going to be Bryce Love. And, you know, really all receivers and running backs right now. Like, I don't really want to pick one of those players. And really, when you go to your next non, you know, available, you might as well just pick Pescada. So I think that's what we're going to do. Even though maybe it's a little overreach, I think he has good, you know, physical traits the Saints could work with and become a really good player. So I'm going to put Prescott here as a, you know, depth player. So I believe we have one more pick, and that will finish up our draft here. I hope you guys enjoyed this segment and enjoyed us looking at it. We'll show you at the very end each, you know, pick and just why we picked them again. But I think, look, I think it was a pretty good draft. We're going to have one more pick, see what we can get out of it. I'm just going to probably pick the best available player at this point, even if it's like another wide receiver or something. I do want to see maybe if we can get, you know, a linebacker of some sort, like special teams guy, maybe a cornerback. But it really doesn't look like we're going to see much here. A lot of running backs. I think we have like the most running backs available here at the end. Maybe we go up and Jazz Ferguson. He's a running back, so I don't know why we would I don't know why we would go up and pick him, because we don't really need one. I don't think we really need one after Whiteside. So looking at it, we have an OT, Tyler Jones maybe. We can go. I think that's the guy we're gonna go. We're gonna go Khalil Hodge. I think that's the guy we're gonna go. From Buffalo, maybe it'll be like Khalil Mack, who's also from Buffalo. So I think we'll go up Khalil Hodge. There, just gonna look at some of his scouting reports to give to you guys. He's a really good tackler. Football IQ is not the best. He's one of the most odd stories, they say, in 2018. He was a productive small school prospect who won with finesse and mobility. And then, when he played against the great teams, he was, he didn't have a great weight. People said he looked lethargic, non-explosive. So he fell a lot. So to me, you know what? I'm going to go pick him. I think he could be a player good on the special teams, motivated, and he's going to do really well for us. So that is going to end our draft there, as we picked Khalil Hodge. I'll let this thing finish out here with the last couple of picks of the draft, and then we will give you guys a summary real quick here. We could have picked Caleb Wilson. Maybe we should have picked him. But look, I didn't really like Caleb Wilson off the outside, and maybe he would have been the better pick, guys. But we didn't. We went with a special teams type player. So let's just go to our picks here. So first, at 62, we picked my guy, who I got persuaded by a couple of people, is J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. Really good player. I love him. Going to be that Michael Thomas type player. I would not be surprised about that. I think this is going to be a great move opposite Mike Thomas. He's going to be a stud for sure. Then we go to 168 and Max Crosby. He is from Eastern Michigan. He's that player going to be able to bend the edge. To me, he reminds me a lot of Trey Hendrickson. So bring another guy in there, bring another depth edge guy in there, and I think he could do a really good job there. At 177, to me, this the surprise of the draft is going to be Will Grier, quarterback. Probably, I think you bring him in here for some revisions here. Maybe he learns from Bridgewater. Let's say Bridgewater can't come back next year, and you go and get Will Grier. To me, that this is not a bad pick for the Saints. At sixth round, why not? I think that's a really good pick there. They found what they needed to do there. With Grier, obviously, was supposed to go in like the second or third round, so we got him in the sixth. Complete steal for sure. Then we're going to look at running back here, Mike Weber, that really people are calling him. He can be Mark Ingram, at least Mark Ingram early in his career. They said maybe he's not going to be as good as he was late, but to me, you'll take him. Something happens to Murray, he's going to fill in there really, really nice for sure. Then we'll pick up an O-lineman, interior O-lineman, Teron Prescott, just another guy like Will Clapp coming in there, get some snaps in there, maybe late in game preseason, see how he does. Just a good depth guy. And then we'll pick up a special teamer, Khalil Hodge, at the end. Maybe we would have won Caleb Wilson, but I didn't see him on there. But I think one of those two guys, I think the Saints would pick. And I think both of them would be pretty good picks there. So with all that said, I think it's time to wrap up this podcast. If you enjoyed this mock draft, if you enjoyed this whole podcast and, everything we've been doing at the Who Dat Discussion, you can follow us on Twitter at the Who Dat Dis, on Instagram at Who Dat Discussion, on Podomatic at the Who Dat Discussion, and then also you could subscribe to our YouTube channel, iTunes channel, Google Play channel, and Spotify channel at the Who Dat Discussion. We're also going to be getting out some film studies on YouTube as well, so all that good stuff on there on YouTube. Please like, notification bell, hit that for sure. Leave comments, all that. Fun stuff. And also, please ask us questions. Tweet us on Twitter, comment on our Instagram post, email us at thewhodatdis@gmail.com for sure. Thank you guys for all the feedback we've been getting. And, we will be moving ahead with some upgrades as well. We're trying to get some interviews on the show as well. We're pretty far into negotiating with certain players. So that's going to be fun once I can officially, announce that. That'll be really, really fun there. So, I think, look, the draft, we're two weeks away, so that's why I did this. This is good, and now next week we'll go into, certain players. I think we did that group thing. We only did it once. Maybe we'll do it again. Maybe we'll do, the O-line or D-line next week. I think that would be really, really cool. So, with all that said, I want to say thank you, prove them right, and who dat.